Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Aleph. We're up to the Gemara. Six lines from the top. Now we're going to flesh out exactly every waning and every haftorah of, I believe, every yontif. I don't think anything gets, I don't think we forget anything, any yontif here. Tanu Rabbanan, ba-Pesach, on Pesach, korin b'parshas Moedos. We lay in Parshas Moedos, which is in Parshas Emor. Umaftirin, and the mafter is Bepesach Gilgal, which is about Yehoshua. V'idna, and now, Dikatre Yomi, there are 2 days of Pesach. So Yom Kama Bepesach Gilgal. The first day we read the Haftorah is the Pesach of Yehoshua. Ulamachar, the second day, Pesach Yoshiyahu. It's a different Haftorah. A different Haftorah, Pesach Yoshiyahu. We didn't say what we laid on the other day of Pesach. Gemara said the Haftorah, what do we laid? Ushayim Osa Pesach, and the rest of Pesach, Malakate Vikore Minyano Shel Pesach. It's a gathering of all different,
passages,
right, that deal with Pesach. Maihi, what is that? Amr of Papa, Ma'apo Simen. The mem stands for Mishchu, which is in Parshas Bo, which, by the way, that's what we lay in the first day of Pesach. It's about the actual Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mishchu, the Aleph is Im Kesef Talveh, which is in Mishpatim, which also talks about Pesach. The Pei is Psalacha, which also talks about Pesach. And the Vav is Vayidabar Hashem Moshe, which is Pesach Shem. Okay? Yontav Acharon Shel Pesach. That's the second Torah. So we said yesterday, that's not mentioned in the Gemara. There's no mention in the Gemara of the second Torah. Yontav Achron Shal Pesach, the last days of Pesach. Korin, Vahi B'Shalach. Right? We read B'Shalach, Parshat B'Shalach. Umaftirin, Vayidaver David. Okay? Which is a Shira. Ulamachar, and the last day of Pesach is Kol HaBachar. We read Kol HaBachar, which is the Parshat Zvei, which, by the way, every last day Yontav, we read that Torah. Umaftirin, Od Hayom. Okay. Amar Abaya. Vo'idna nohag alma. Now the minig is like this. L'mikri. Moshach, which is Mishchu. Tura, which is, what's Tura? Sharo Kesev, which is in Parshat Emor. Kadesh, which is Kadesh Libachar. Bikaspa, which is in Kesev Talveh. Psal, which is Psal Lacha. B'madbara, which is the Pesach Sheni. Shalach, which is Parshat B'Shalach. And Bukhra is called Bukhar. That's the order of Pesach, basically. It changes depending on when Chol HaMoed Shabbos is, if there's a Chol HaMoed Shabbos. It's all, but that's basically what the leanings are. Batzeres, on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, we read something called Shiva Shavuos, which is in Parshas Emor, which is in Parshas Re'eh. Umaftirin bechabakuk, and we the what? Okay, Chabakuk. The mafter is in Chabakuk, and Acherim Omrim. No, others say like this. Bachodesh Ashlishi, read Bachodesh Yisro. Umaftirin bimerkava, and the mafter is the Ma'aser Merkava. Voidna, and now Dikatrayomi. We have both 2 days Shavuot. Abdin on Ketarvayu. We do both, but Ve'ibcha. We switch around the order. First day is Yisro. Second day is Parshas Re'eh. Why it calls Parshas Re'eh one place Bechor, one place Sheva Shavuot, I'm not sure. Both the same laning. Next, Rosh Hashanah, Bechodesh Hashvi. Rosh Hashanah we read Bechodesh Hashvi, which is in Parshas Emor. We do not do that. We do not do that at all. Umaftirin, and the Haftorah is Habein Yaker Li Ephraim, which we do. V'yesh, on the second day. V'yesh Omrim, others say like this, no. V'Hashem Pokar Esara, the laning is Parshas Lech Lecha, which is what we lane, but Parshas Azar Vayera. Umaftirin B'Chana, and the Haftorah is in Chana, who also was remembered, so to speak, on Rosh Hashanah. V'idna now, Dika Treyomi. We have 2 days of Shoshana, Yom Kama Ki Yesh Omrim. First day we read Ki Yesh Omrim. And Lamachar, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Ve'elokim Nisa Et Avraham. We read Parshas, Da Parsha Keda. We do not read Parsha Emor on Rosh Hashanah. Umaftir in Haben Yakir, and that's after Haben Yakir, which is in Yirmiyah. Next, Yom Kippur, Korin Achrimos, we read Achrimos, Umaftirin Kiko Amar Ram Venisa, okay, Ubamincha and Amincha Korin Barayas, we read Arayas. Why do we read Arayas? Why do we read the parasha of Arayas? Why? What? Yom Kippur, why? So Rashi says it's the last Rashi where the lies are still skinny down there. Rashi says, Shemi Sheyesh Averos Biyado. If you have these Averos, Yifrosh Mehen, you separate from them. Lefisha Arayos Avera Mitsuya. It's a very common Avera. Shenafsho Shel Adam Mechamdasan. The soul of a person desires it very much. V'yitro Tokfo. It's a tough one. So that's a tough one. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, in the second Tosfos, totally.
More like that everyone, most people do Gzela.
Yeah.
Minority does a rice. Yeah. Everyone does Lashon Hara.
It's just so a vaklosh.
All right. No, it said Lashon Hara, it said a vaklosh. It's a minority. So it might seem like it's saying that every
right.
Seems more.
It seems to be like this is a big one. So we put all our cards on the table of Avincha, and we recognize this is something we have to deal with. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Tosfos says, no, whole different thing. Lafi, because. Shahnasham Mikoshitos. The women get dressed up. Bishvil Kavar Hayom. Because after all, it is Yom Kippur. Lafikach, therefore. Tzarech Lahazkira. We have to remind everybody. Shelo Yachshelu Bahen. Don't mess around with them. Right? That shouldn't be a stumble. Umedrish Yesh. This is a Medrish. Shalakach Koran Barayis. That's how we read Arayis. Lafisha Yisrael Osin Remez Lakadosh Baruch Hu. It's another third reason. A Remez Tashem. Kishem shehizir osam shlola galas erva, just like we did not commit arayas. Kach lo sigala ervasam ba'avonosam. So Hashem shouldn't, so to speak, punish us. Right? Third reason. Okay. Okay. Next.
So we said
if that's the case, then you should read arayas every yontif, no?
What?
Then you should read arayas every yontif.
Yeah.
Every yontif, read arayas.
And Shabbat,
every Shabbat. So then someone said, well, maybe women didn't go to shul except for Yom Kippur. Okay, I can't. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know the when this was written, this Tosfos, what was the custom? I don't know. And by the way, it's older than Tosfos. It's in the Gemara. So I don't know. When the Gemara had shul, what did the women do? They went? They didn't go? I don't know. So it's an idea. It's an idea. Right? Umaftirin b'yona. And the master is Yona, that we all know. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol makom shatemotzi gvurasa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you find the greatness of Hashem, atemotzi advunasuno, you'll find also His humility." Davar zeh, this idea, kasef b'Torah, it's in the Torah. V'shanoi b'Neviim, it's repeated in the Neviim. U'mashulosh b'Tzuvim, it's said a third time in Navi, in Tzuvim. Tzim b'Torah says, "Ki Hashem elokechem hu elokei ho elokim v'adonei ho adonim." Uksim Basrei, it says right after that, Osim Mishpat Yosef Almana. He's busy with Yisomim and Almanas because they're the loftiest, greatest thing, and he's busy with Yisomim. Shadim in Neviim, it says, Komar Ram Venisa, Shochin Ad V'Kadosh. Right? So holy, so Uksim Basrei, V'Yazdaka V'Shafal Ruach. He's also very low. U'mashosh B'Ksuvim, D'Ksiv, it says, Sulu L'Rochev Ba'Aravos B'Kashimo, Uksim Basrei, Avi Yisomim V'Dayan Almanos. Same idea. He's big, very tall, lofty, unbelievable, and he's busy with very small ideas, with humble ideas. Next, Yom Tefrishon Shel Chag, first day Sukkot, Korin Parashas Moados. We read Parashas Emor, Shebetoros Kahanim, which is in Parashas, which is in Vayikra, Umaftirin Hine Yom Bo Lashem. Right. So that's the Haftorah. Vayidna Adika Treyomi. And now there are 2 days of Sukkot. Lamachar Mikra Hachanami Karina. It's the same laning. Same laning, both days of Sukkot. Is the Parshat Emor. Even Mizman Hazeh. And, where am I? Afturim, I'm Afturim. What's the Afturim for that? Second day, Sukkot. Ve'akilu el melech Shlomo. Ushal kol yimos hachad. What about the rest of Yontif? Rest of Sukkot? Korin karbonos hachad. You read the karbonos of the chad. The Gemara didn't ask that question on what? Right. Okay, fine. I'll take that back. Yotav Achron. What about the last days of Sukkot? So Korin Kol Bachar. Shmini Atzeres, we read Kol Bachar. Mitzvot V'chukim U'Bachar. Umaftirin vayihi kichalos Shlomo. Okay? Good. Lamachar. The next day. Korin Zos HaBracha. On Simchas Torah, you read the Zos HaBracha. Finish the Torah. Umaftirin, what's the Haftorah? Vayamot Shlomo. Any problem with that?
Yeah, we're having a
marriage. No.
No. It says,
we read Yehoshua, right? So look at the Tosfos of what?
That's the last day. The last day they Tosfos of Brachah.
Yeah.
And they start Bereishis.
It left out the start Bereishis part. Who said they start Bereishis? The din start Bereishis. We do that. We do that. What if you don't do that? No. Oh, what about the start Bereishis? I hear what you're saying. Start Bereishis.
The main lady that'll be
We're talking about obviously not a three-year cycle. Every other. So he says, what about Bereishis? What?
Bereishis may not have been done in a three-year cycle.
Yeah. No, he's asking, why doesn't the Gemara say, you say those on Brach, and you also start Bereishis?
Now I'm asking you a question.
What do you mean a three-year cycle? We're talking about a one-year cycle.
How do you know?
And every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
They didn't do it every single year. They didn't finish my
break. No, this is mashma. Every year. Every year they did Simchas Torah. Every year Simchas Torah they laying Zos HaBracha. This is mashma like this. Every year this is a story. This is the laying for every year. Every Rosh Hashanah, every Sukkot, every Simchas Torah. This is every year. What? Same time that the Kabbalists were added, you mean every Yontif. So Tosva says, Rav Haigong, the Gaonim came up with that. So, by the way, the answer to your question is very simple. Because it's obviously a minhag, because on Parshas Bereishis, we start from Bereishis.
Right.
So it's an idea, when you finish, you start. That's not the laning of the day. The laning of the day is Zos HaBracha. What about the Haftorah? So it says to Gemara, Vayamot Shlomo.
Exactly.
What? It is. Tell us what's going to ask in a second. That's also a minhag. Right. It's also a minhag. Wasn't right. Simchas Torah breaks every rule of land. No, it does.
It's
only Ma'ariv
Lina.
It's the only what?
Only Ma'ariv Lina.
The only Maya we're laying at, it's the only time that everyone gets an Aliyah. It's the only time. It's not on Shabbat. It's the only time that you're allowed to lay in your own Aliyah. We don't never allow that. It's the only time kids get Aliyahs. Every rule gets broken. Okay.
Kids getting Aliyahs is not a problem.
What? It's a minhag. We don't do that on regular Shabbos.
Kids getting
Aliyahs
is not a problem.
It's not a that's what I'm saying. It's all minhagim. It's all minhagim. As a matter of fact, there's a whole sefer, whole fat sefer called minhagim Simchas Torah. Because there's so many minhagim. There's a real time in minhagim. So many minhagim in Simchas Torah. And how did this all develop? So it all developed over time.
And as far as I'm actually asking.
When I was a kid, the minhag of the shul was the evening before they'd lain three aliyahs at three different places in the
cemetery. Interesting.
Is that like testimony about the
and the evening? And the eating.
Yeah, they used to do that also when I was a kid. No, those are minhagim that are specific to certain shuls. But the general minhagim in Chai, so everyone leans voracious.
Right.
So that's a minhag. So look at Tosfos says. Tosfos says... Yeah.
Selling the candies, they started... That's a new minhag that was just instituted a couple of years
ago. Right, somebody can make a second edition of the American minhagim.
So Tosfos says in the second to bottom,
V'yesh mekomos, there are places shenohagu lahaftir b'yihi achri mos Moshe. There are places that have a minog that the Haftorah on Simchas Torah is Yehoshua Parak Aleph. Says Tosfos v'shibushu. That's a mistake. Anyone does that, it's a mistake. Which is what we all do. Why? Shehare hashas ein ha'omerkin. That's what the Gemara says. The ordinance didn't do that. V'yesh al omrim. Rav Haigon tikein lomar v'hi achrei mos Moshe. Rav Haigon was the one who came up with that. Aval ana aval einan yodin hasvara amai shana seder rashas. Why did he come up with the new haftorah? It's not in Shas. What possessed him to do that? I don't know. What? Yeah, but why did he do that? Is that the same Rav Haigon from before, from yesterday? Yesterday was Rav Amram, correct. Right. Okay. Next. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shabbos, Shechaliyot Bechal Shalmoid. If Shabbos falls out on Chalamoid, Bein Pesach, Ubein Tzukis. Whether it's Chalamoid Pesach or Chalamoid Tzukis, Shabbos, Chalamoid Pesach. Shabbos, Chalamoid Tzukis, it makes no difference. Mikra Karinan, Re'eata. It's the same laning. Laning is a Parshas Kisisa. Afture, what's the Haftorahs? The Pesach, Atzamos Yveshos. Pesach is the Haftorah of the dry bones, because the Mishnah Berurah says, Tchiyat HaMeitim will be on Pesach, whatever that means. And Sukkis is Biyom Ba-Gog. It's the Haftorah of Gog and Magog. Says because same idea. The Mishnah Berurah says because the Melchemes Gog Magog will something to do with Sukkis. Okay.
What was the reason you said
because
of the bones?
Says Mishnah Berurah says because Tchias is going to be on Pesach. That's not the reason. What's the reason?
Those are the bones who tried to leave Egypt before.
Correct. So on Pesach. Okay.
That's the reason.
What does that do with Pesach? They left early. They shouldn't have done that. Okay. There is one difference between Chalamoid Pesach and Shabbat Chalamoid Pesach and Shabbat Chalamoid Tzukis without in the lading. Anybody know? The lading is the same. The Torah is the same. The only difference is what? Who? No, that's a separate thing. That's not even mentioned here. It's also later Menhagim. No, the only difference is the brachas on the Haftorah. The brachas on the Haftorah are different on Sukkot than Pesach because it's a whole complicated reason why. But they're different. It's different brachas for Sukkot and Pesach. Shabbat Chalamoid. Next.
The Haftorah is the same thing.
No, the Torah is not the same. The Torah is different. Master is the same. Master is not the same either. The laning is the same. The laning is the same. And it's the same Shabbat. So Lechora, you should think everything's the same, but it's not true. Chanukah, B'Nesiyim. Chanukah, we read the Nesiyim. Umaftirin, Shabbos Chanukah. The Maftir is Nero Zechariah, which is a... What? It's the same after as Balosl, correct. Vimiklash Tei Shabbosos, if there are two Shabbos Chanukahs, which could happen, Kamaitha B'nei Rosh Zechariah, the first one is Nero Zechariah, and Batsraya, second one is B'nei Rosh Shlomo. Fine. But Purim v'yavu amalek, Purim you read v'yavu amalek, and Purim there is no haftarah. B'rosh Chadashim, on Rosh Chodesh, the laning is B'rosh Chachechem, right? The laning is Rosh Chachechem. Rosh Chodesh Shechalios b'Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? Which could happen, happens at least twice a year. Maftirin, the maftir is V'yahaya midei Chodesh b'Chodcho. Okay? Chalios b'Echad b'Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh is a Sunday? So may esmol from the day before Shabbos maftirin v'yomer lo yehonason macha chodesh is what we do, right? Ches tosvos kasha amai ein osin kein kishachal rosh chodesh adar v'rosh chodesh nisan be'echad b'Shabbos. Let's say rosh chodesh adar or rosh chodesh nisan fall on a Sunday. So what's that Shabbos? It's either shkolin or a Chodesh. So how come we don't lay in Macha Chodesh? Tosfos wants to know. Right? V'amai maftirin b'yehoyad u'berishon b'echad l'chodesh. Those are the haftorahs for Shkolim and Chodesh respectively. That's what we do. So it says, why don't we read Macha Chodesh? Or don't we? Why does that win that? So Tosfos answers, v'yeshon v'yeshon the haftorah d'v'yehoyad medaberes b'shkolim. Umas keres shirosh chodesh adar haya ba'otha shavua. In other words, the answer is because the Arba Parashos beat Macha Chodesh. But why? Just begs the question, but why? What? It's more important, maybe it's because it's the whole special Shabbos. Right. Okay. Next, Amar Rav Huna.
We don't do it for sure.
Some places have a minute to read the two psukim. They actually say the words Malchus Chodesh. Where we don't do that. Right. Some shuls do it. Right. What? Did ask him. He said not to.
The
two different what?
Right.
Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on a Shabbos, Maftirin Chodshechem Umoadechem Sana Nafshi Hayu Olai V'Torah, which by the way, it's Shabbos Chazon. We do not do that. The reason we don't do that is because that's not the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. It's 9 days away. It's Rosh Chodesh Av. It's 9 days away. We do not read Shabbos Chazon. We do not read Paftoras Chazon earlier than the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. We don't do that. Tosfos already addresses that issue. We're going to read this Tosfos. It's long, but he says things that are relevant to this time of year. The Shabbos is between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, right, which there are nine of them, and they're broken up into into two sections of Haftorahs. Very interesting.
Nine.
Here we go. I'm sorry. There's nine till Sukkot. Nine till Sukkot. Actually, he says something at the end, which I don't think we can do. What? The seven plus two. You'll see. Here we go. The Ein Anu Osingi. We don't do this. We don't read Shabbos Chazon if Rosh Chodesh of falls out on a Shabbos. Why? Because it's not the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Ella Mafter B'Yirmiyah Shimu Dvar Hashem. We read a different Haftorah. Yirmiyah Shimu Dvar Hashem. U'B'Shabbos Shalofnei Tisha B'Av Chazon Yeshaya. And the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av we read Chazon. V'atam, the reason is Lefi She'anu Noagid Al Pi HaPesikta. We have a certain tradition. Lomar Gimel De Pranusa. There are three bad, sad Pranus. I mean sad. Three Haftorahs Kodem Tisha B'Av. Be'elohim. These are them. Divrei Yirmiyah, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazon Yeshaya. Notice that all three start off with a different sense. Speaking, hearing, seeing. Those are three different senses. U'basar Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av, which we're in now, is Shev D'Nechemta, the seven Haftorahs of Nechama, V'tarte D'Tiyufta, and two of, what's Tiyufta? Tiyufta means Tshuva. Two of Tshuva. What are they? The Elohim, here they are. Nachamu. That was this past week. Was Shabbos Nachamu. By the way, these have nothing to do with the parasha of the week. They have nothing to do with the parashas. It's an exception. It's a separate idea. Two is Tamar Tzion. Three is Anis Sohara, Levada. Four is Anochi. Five is Rani Akara. Six is Kumi Ori. Seven is Soth Asis. And then we have Dirshu. And this last one is Shuva, Shabbos Shuva. It's seven plus two more going through Yom Kippur. And what if there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Like next year, not this year, next year there's such a thing? Then the Tosfos is going to have, I don't think we do it, what he's going to say we do. Lefikach, therefore, Magdim and Aniyah Sora Kodim Roni Akara. We read Aniyah Sora before Rani Akara, even though in the Perek there, the opposite order. In other words, in Yeshaya, it's one order. We reverse the order in our Haftorahs. Right? The Derech Hanachamos Lihios Holeches U'Mushubeches Yoter. So Tosfos says, because it's a better order for the Nechama to do it that way. Okay. By the way, you should know that we do this in this shul. I think it's like Re'ei and Tisete. These are what he's talking about. These two Haftorahs. They're in the same parasha. They're in the same parak of Yeshaya. We read them out of order. Tosfos says it's better for the Nechama to read them out of order. Okay. If Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on a Shabbos, then what you do is that Shabbos, you read the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh. But then, when it comes to that parak in Yeshaya, 2 weeks later, you read both of them. You hear that? We did that here. So the funny thing is that if Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on a Shabbos, the Mishnah Brura says that Rosh Chodesh beats the Shivan Nechemta. The article was very unclear, and it sort of said the other way. That I'm Rabbi wasn't here, I said, I'm doing what the Mishnah Brura says. Mishnah Brura says to do what this. I'm doing what the Mishnah Brura says. So when the rabbi came back, the rabbi said to me, I hope you did what the Mishnah Brura said. I said, I did. I was a little afraid because the article was so unclear, but he says, no, you did the right thing. And by the way, let me tell you something. In Parshas Kisetze, we're going to do both. Because it's the same parak in Tehillim. In Yeshaya. So it's like, that, the Mishnah Brura didn't say to do that. That, I don't know. What? Yeah. And then I think Re'eh, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Elul, falls out of Re'eh. And it's like an extra 10 sukkah from the same parak in Yeshaya. And we read both. Yeah. So if anyone's nervous about not getting all seven, you get all seven. In this place, you get all seven.
I'm very nervous
about
that. We're not
going to
do it in
Muncie. They don't do that in Muncie. No. Of course not. Standard. What? Okay. Okay. You know what? Let's stop reading the Tosafot. I want to make sure we did a little more daf because I don't want to leave too much for them tomorrow. So we'll stop here, we'll do more, and then we'll have time, we'll go back. What? Okay, where are we up to? My high alal Torah. What does that mean, that Hashem was a tircha for Hashem? What does that mean? Shh, come on. What does he do? Come on already. What does he do with tircha for Hashem? Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayi lehem liYisrael, it's not enough, shechotin lefanai, that they sin before me, Ela Shematrichin Osi Lieda Eze Gzera Kasha Avi Alehem. But they want to know what Gzera, what's the reason, it's not enough that they sin. And they want me to tell them exactly what the story is and what the issue is at the Tircha for me. Petition, but. What?
Where
do you see that? The Gemara is explaining that. It's a Drasha. What does it mean that it was a Tircha? The Pasuk said, Sana Nafshi Haya Alayla Torah. It was a Tircha for me. What's a Tircha? Hashem has to go tell everybody. They can't even figure it out. You can't even figure it out on your own what you did wrong. But Tisha B'Av Gufa Mai Maftarinan. What Tisha B'Av, what's the Haftorah? Amar Rav Echa Hoysa Lazona. It's Echa. Mikra Mai, what's the Torah leading? Tanya Achem Omrim Imlo Tishmoli, which is the Klalos. Reb Nassan Om, we don't hold like that. Reb Nassan B'Yosef Omer Ad Ona Yonah Tsuni Ha'om Hazeh. We don't hold like that either. Yesh Omrim Ad Masa L'Eda Hara Azos. We don't hold like that either. Which is, we do hold that, it's Parshas Veschanan, which is what we do also, and Eich is a separate thing. Mamados Mazeh Bereshis, Menahani Mili, how do you know that on the Mamados you read from Parshas Bereshis? Amar V'Ami, Elmolei Mamados, if not for the Mamados, it really means it's not for the Kabanos. If not for the Kabanos, Lonis Kaim with Shmayim V'Aretz. Shmayim V'Aretz would not be Mekayim. It wouldn't last. Why? Shenemar imlo brisi yomam v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. It wouldn't last. Uktiv and it says v'yomar Hashem Elokim abama eda ki arishena. Avram says to Hashem, how do I know? With what do I know that they'll inherit the land? Amar Avram b'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shalom. Shem achas v'shalom yisol chotam l'fanecha. Maybe they sinned. Va'ata osa lehem kedar hamavel kedar flaga. And they'll be destroyed. Like the Dar Mabel was destroyed, Dar Flaga. Amalo Lav, Hashem said no. Amalo Fan, if you want to show him, what's the guarantee that's true? Amalo, Kechali Egel Mishaleshet. So he basically told Avraham to sacrifice Kabanos, which is the guarantee. Amalo Fan, if you want to show him, Tinach, but Manche Beisim Mikdash Kayim. That's all good when there's a temple. It's Manche Ein Beisim Mikdash Kayim, Mate Elehem, what's going to be? Amalo. Kvarti kanti lehem seder kabanos. I put the seder kabanos in the Torah. Calls man shekaron behen. As long as you lay them, mal ani alehem ki ilu makrivin lefanai karban. I will treat it as if you bring kabanos. Umalcha alni al kol avonoseichem. And forgiven for all your sins. Said Tosfos yesterday. That's the makar for laying the second Torah at every yontif, which is the kabanos. This idea. And that's what people say kabanos. So it's a funny thing. So, but while they're bringing their kabanos, they would lay in Parshas Bereishis to show that the whole world is standing because of the kabanos. Okay. Next. Tainus brachas klalos, the ain mafsikin b'klalos. You don't You don't take a break in the middle of the klolos. You can't call up a second person in the middle of the klolos. How do you know that? Okay, that in other words, when the musr is coming, don't get away from the musr. Call somebody up to the second half. You don't do that. No, because if you call somebody up, he has to make a bracha on the piranhas. We don't want to do that. El hechi avin, what do you do? Tana. So that's the same. That's true even if the first. So kishu maschil b'pasuk shelofineim. You start reading the pasuk before. We don't do the pasuk before. It's a few pesukim before. Ukishu misayim b'pasuk shelachmein. And when you end a few pesukim afterwards. So you don't make a bracha officially on the piranhas. Amar Abaya, lo shel ela b'klala shebataras kahanim. That's only true on the klalas of b'chukosai. Avol b'klalas shel mishnah Torah posek. But if the call is in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Kisavo, you can call somebody else up. I don't think any shul does that, but I guess you could. Nighttime of why? Because halalu b'lashon rab mameres. Halalu, these are in plural. Umosha b'pi gvura omron. The ones in Bichukos are plural. And they were said, Moshe said them through Hashem. V'halalu, a minute. What? Yeah, the halalu, the ones in Dvarim, I'm sorry, Dvarim, yes, Dvarim, Belashin Yachid Omeres, they were said in singular, Umoshe, and Atma Omron, and Moshe said them by himself. So what did Moshe say by himself? So what's the difference? They're a little calmer. Levi Barbuti was laning the Torah, become a gamgim, kamed Ravuna Aruri, and he couldn't get the words out right by the curses. Amalo, Akinav Shecha, but you know, you can do what you want. Losha Ela Klaus Shabbataras Kahanim. That's only true by the Klaus of Taras Kahanim, it's much more medactic. Avol Mishnah Torah, Posek. But the Klaus of Mishnah Torah, you can call somebody else up, it's not the end of the world.
What's that do with Mumbling? I don't get
that. I'm not sure.
Mumbling
conditions. I'm not sure. Okay, Tanya. Mishurim Ben Elazar Omer. Ezra tikin lahem liYisrael. Ezra made a takana, sheyukorin klalos shebataras kahanim, that the klalos of Taras kahanim is kodem ateres, right? Which is what we do. Bichukosai, and then Bamidbar. Then usually Shavuos is after Bamidbar. Well, b'Mishnah Torah and the Mishnah Torah, it's kodem Rosh Hashanah. It's before Rosh Hashanah, which is also true. Parshas Kisavos is at the end of the year. Now. What? Correct. So it's also not 1,000% true, because correct. So I guess the whole cycle is built in. It should happen. There's no other parsha that has to be this way. So the Gemara is the answer. Gemara will talk about the 3-year cycle in a second. And the Gemara is going to ask a different question, and you'll see how we can do it. It's called having two parshas in 1 week. But where'd that come from?
We have to make it fit.
So Tosfos asks an unbelievable question. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Shalu beis medrash shalu beinu nisim." Listen to this question. I am sure this question has bothered every single one of us at some point. If it's a leap year, what do? We break up Nitzavim and Vayelech. What? Not all. Not all. Some. Sometimes all. Not always all. Not always all. Now, Nitzavim and Vayelech are the two shortest parshas of the year. And Matzah and Matzah, we don't break up.
That happened 21 years ago.
What? They were separate 4 years ago.
No, next time 21 years happens again.
The next time they're going to be separated is in 21 years?
20 years.
Right. This year was broken up. It's very rare. Anyway, Shalu beis medrash Rabbeinu Nissim. Lama mitzchalkim parshas Nitzavim Vayelech v'shnayim. How can we break up the Nitzavim Vayelech into two parshas? If you have two Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah, how do you have two Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot? If Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday, then you have a Shabbos. Yom Kippur is during the week, and you have another Shabbos. So what do? We break up the Sabbath of Vayelech. Below Yom Kippur. The Mazes and Mazes that are so long, we don't break that up. Okay, what's going on with that?
summer months, you're more
Calvinistic. That's not the reason. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing, it's amazing that the Baal HaTorah doesn't bother with this.
Why? Because it makes sense.
Because it makes sense to break them up. It's such a long laning. It's like over 200 psukim.
It's only amazing to the extent that we
Right. Right. So what you said before is true. It always falls out this way, but it falls out this way because it's manipulated. So the question is, why is it manipulated? How about we'll lay Bereishis and Noach together, and we'll lay Toldos and Vayetech together? We don't do any of those things. Like, where did these come from to lay two? Why these were picked? I don't know. Tazir and Mitzora, we think they're all the same thing, right? So no, that doesn't bother anybody. Why are Balak and Chukat together? Where'd that come from? Why those two? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So anyway, so
we have just by the year.
Right? So Matthew was saying it has to fit. Has to fit. I hear it because there are 54 parshas, 52 Shabbos. Take away Yontif, so you're short. I hear all that. So why these were picked? I don't know.
I have no problem.
Right. The Heishiv, so he answers, Lefisha Ba'atam Nitzavim, because in Parshas Nitzavim, Yesh Klolos, Shekilal Yisrael, because in, you know, it says Kisavo, after Kisavo is Nitzavim. So Nitzavim also has Klolos. So, therefore what? V'ratza L'sayim Kodesh Rosh Hashanah. We want to get rid of that before Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to have Klolos in the beginning of a new year. We're the beginning of a new year to have Klolos. We don't want to do that. And therefore, we break them up, so that the Nitzav will be beforehand. The Kasha, it's a Kasha. She'anu lo mechashvinan haklalos shekilo Moshe Yisrael. That's not part of the Klalos. That's not the Klalos at all. That's not the Klalos. He's a Masha Perak, Amar Kvash HaShvina, Amar Vlevi, Bar Ruj, Loki Mizek Kodesh Baruch Hu, Midas Bazev Adam. There's a Gemara there. Hashem's not like normal people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birech Yisrael, Bechav Beis, he blessed them with 22. V'kolam b'shmona, u'moshe b'ruchem b'shmona, v'kolam b'esher m'shtayim, v'chashiv me'atem, v'chashiv me'v'im lo tishmu, ad v'en kone, masher behedin, the ad en kone, have klolos, v'lo yoser. That's all in Kisavo. In Nitzavim, there are no klolos. What kind of answer is that? Because you want to get the year off, get all the klolos out of the old year. It's not true. There's no klolos in Nitzavim. V'od kasha, and by the way, l'fi svarazo, according to that svara, Amai in Korban Hazina called Rosh Hashanah. Shari Hazina also before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shari Gam Chom Yesh Kolos. Yeah, also has Mazav Rav, Velachosh Me Reshef, Ketef Mariri. So those are Kolos. So that's not the reason. Lakach Nira Liatam. Shara Machalkit Osam. You know when we break up the Tzav and Vayelech? Lafisha Onu Rotzim Lahafzik, Velikros, Shabbos Achas, Kodem Rosh Hashanah, the Parsha Shalot, Hamad, the Beretz, Beklolos. Klal. We want to have 1 week off of a break. We want to have a week off where there is no klolos. We don't want to go into Rosh Hashanah with klolos either. So we have Kisavo, all the klolos, get rid of the klolos before the year's over. Let's have a week break before we go into Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Nitzavim has no klolos. But it's a break, it's a breather before Rosh Hashanah. That's why there's a break, a week of break. The only way to do that is to break up the Nitzavim V'yela. Ah, you're stuck with Bata Samase? What can I tell you? You could have manipulated other small ones. Right, the Bahar B'chukos, they're both small. Right. That makes sense. That's good. Right, Tazvir is also very small. Yeah. That's good. Why Matas and Matas together? I don't know. Anyway, Shlola Hashmicha calls Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to have calls right next to Rosh Hashanah. That's a little bit of a downer. To go right into Rosh Hashanah with calls, also, we want to have the calls in the end of the old year. So the new year starts off fresh. But even to go into the new year with calls, it's also not a good thing. That's a nice Musar idea also.
The parsha before is Nitzavim.
The parsha before is going to be Nitzavim. The only way that you have to break up Vayelech because you need two more parshas before you get to Simchas Torah. Umitam ze on the kor b'midbar Sinai kodem atzeres. It's the same reason when we read b'midbar before Shavuos. Kidei sholo hasmich haklalos shebichukosai latzeres. We don't want to go from klalos of bichukosai right into Shavuos. Right? And the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. I think we'll stop here. You know what? I will do two lines. So the same idea. We want to have a break between the calls of Bichukosai and Shavuos. What made Shavuos the big yontif not to have calls? The Gemara is going to ask that in a second. Where am I?
My timer.
What's the reason for this? What's the reason for what? That we have calls at the end of the year. Amar Baya b'tei Rav Shlakish kedesh tichla shashana v'kilosah. The year should end and all its calls. all the plows of the year should end. Bishlam Mishnah Torah Ikka Kedei Shetech Lashana V'Kolotzeha. That makes perfect sense because you end the year with klalos. Elataras Kahanim, but in Bichul Kosai Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. Shavuot is not Rosh Hashanah. And it is Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan Atzeres. Ditnan Ba'Atzeres Alperes Ilan. It's Rosh Hashanah for the fruits. That's what's Rosh Hashanah. Okay. And anyway, that's the idea. That's the idea of having the klalos in Bichul Kosai. You have a week of a break, and then you enter the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos without any klalos at all. Okay. I guess we'll stop here. Just to finish off that Tosfos, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say it outside. The rest of Tosfos was busy with what happens if there's a Shabbos after Yom Kippur. So I don't think we do this. Tosfos says if there's a Shabbos after Yom Kippur, which could be, if there's a Shabbos after Yom Kippur, you're laying Shabbos Shuva. That Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva is laying after Yom Kippur, and Tosfos says that's not crazy. That's not crazy because Sukkot also has some idea about Shuva. So it's not such a crazy thing to do. I don't think we do that. I don't think we lay in Shabbos Shuvah after Yom Kippur. Right? Somehow we figure it out that it doesn't happen like that. Right? Yeah. But that's what Tosfos says. Yeah. All right? We'll stop here. Everyone have a very good day. All right.